Welcome, everybody. So excited to have the amazing Chris here today with us. And what has contributed to her success as a woman entrepreneur? And just talk to her a little bit about what's going on now. I know she has the amazing KO skincare line that she's been doing, as well as her Evolution 20 workout method. So I want to hear about it. Christine, welcome.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here and to just be able to share all this kind of fun information in the health industry for 2017 with all of your followers.
Oh, I know. And I want to get everybody on some type of, you know, encouragement plan or something to get them excited for the new year, because I know everybody out there always wants to hear what's going on, you know?
Yeah, and everybody wants things that we can, you know, really easily be able to apply to our life to make this a lifestyle and make it not hard, make it easy to get in the best shape of your life and feel really great.
Oh, I know. And what I ask all my guests before we get started is, when you were growing up as a kid, what did you want to be? Like, what was your desire?
I wanted to be a ballerina since I was about three. I started dancing at the age of three, begged my parents. I was always, like, walking around on my tippy toes. It was always ballet. I think you either have the people that love ballet or love every other thing, and I love ballet. And I danced 5 to 7 days a week since the time I was about three, probably a little bit older. I went, you know, up to 5 days a week until a year after college. I actually still danced a year after and skipped school for a year. And then I just kind of realized, you know, I had some injuries, and there were also, like, I hate to say it, but I liked eating. There was a lot of pressures to look a physical way in ballet. And I knew at a young age that I wasn't going to be able to hand that long term. So I actually quit a year after college, or a year after high school and dancing, and went to college. But at that point, I actually didn't know what I wanted to be, because the only dream I had ever had was ballet.
And when you were going to college, did you have any business ideas, and did you start then?
Well, when I went to college, I stopped ballet. It was a little hard to be doing it so much full time, and then put it on the back burner. So I like totally put it on the back burner. But at that time, I had gone to massage therapy school after high school while I was dancing, and started to study the body a bit, but never practiced. And then I went and became a yoga instructor my freshman year of college after ballet, and started teaching that as a side job, and I worked at Sephora as a side job. I put myself through school, so I learned a lot about beauty and skincare through that.
Yeah.
And, I think from an early age, I have always been doing little businesses, even when I was a kid. You know, like, loved to do the lemonade stands and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And always wanted a skincare brand, but never really dreamed it would necessarily happen. There's a lot to it. But later in life, things kind of aligned for me.
You know, I read a quote today on someone's system, and 12 years of the entrepreneurship that you started, they only see the end result. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I definitely, it's amazing to own your own business. But it takes a lot of discipline, which I learned from ballet, and it takes persistence in anything to get there. And I think that also, that's what I've learned from fitness. And that's what I think is so cool about fitness and health, is that you have your great days where you want to get up and work out, and you have those days where you don't want to. But in the end, you feel really great about it. And that's the same way, like, owning your own business, I love it, but it's from the minute I wake up at 6 a.m., you know, emails are coming through, and I'm starting to look before I go to the gym to before I go to bed. And there are definitely times where you feel overwhelmed by the amount of different things that you are dealing with, like completely different, whether it's the design of a new packaging. Like, I'll just give you day in the life today. Today I'm designing new products for 2017. from the names, looking through new cool ingredients that could go in our skincare. Had to go train a new spa today on our old products for KO. Had a meeting set up and going over and creating a new fitness program for a different company. So that's like a whole different thing. And had emails. You know, it's just you're constantly switching like mental compartments, I guess. But I love it. You get used to it a little bit, and you have wonderful people to help you as well. Or your breakdown.
And with me being an entrepreneur, you know, I have my insurance firm, my company all over Texas, but then I've started transitioning, and, you know, I always have, you know, something, doing something. If it's not doing the insurance firm, I started the new blog that I'm going to be rolling out, and you're going to be the first one on the blog.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
And I'm going to do it the week before to get everybody excited. And then, you know, when you're going through all, what do you do as you're to unwind, keep yourself sane?
Yeah. Good question. So you're cutting out a little bit, but I definitely think I heard you. What do I do to, like, unwind and keep sane, correct?
Yeah,
all of
this correct.
Okay. You know what? My husband owns his own business, too. We say work hard, play hard. And for us, I've just learned more of a balance between just totally taking time off and knowing when I need to regenerate, especially for my creativity. Running businesses is a lot of creativity, but that takes a lot of brain power. So, you know, whether you realize it or not, whether you're having fun or not. So it's just for me, like, totally shutting off. And that means that we take our dogs for a walk in the morning every few days, and sometimes it's in silence, and sometimes we feel like talking about things. You know, we did a little weekend trip for a day and took like a 6-mile hike and then ate some apple pie after it. All healthy. Well, we love to travel now. Like, we grew up with very humble beginnings and we didn't travel in our family. So now we take like an outrageous trip and go, you know, on a big adventure once or twice a year. And we just wait for that to look forward to it to completely shut down. And I, like I said, too, I think it's also on a daily basis. Like, I meditate in the morning. Sometimes I take workout times off. And sometimes I'll go through a whole month where I don't work out, but I take that hour to, like, meditate in the morning and foam roll and just do things that relieve stress a bit more. And it's about having great people to work with. Like, my business partner will pick up the slack when I'm tired for a day, or I'll do the same for her. We have, you know, a great assistant that helps me basically in everything that I do. I couldn't do without her.
Oh, I totally understand that. That's a must. And, yeah, I really enjoy working with her as well. What is the best piece of advice that you've gotten to build your empire or help you with your road to success?
I am sure there are so many, but one constantly pops up throughout my day, and it's don't reinvent the wheel, learn from the best and make it better.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Oh, cool. Well, that's my mom's piece of advice, and she's taught me that since I was little, and it was – you know, just I've always had great role models that I look up to in the different sectors of my life and in the different fields that I work in, and learning how they did it and how they created their businesses, and then just trying to make an even better product, and not to beat somebody, but to, you know, compete with myself and just make something that's better for the world, basically.
Right, because when you love what you do and you believe in your product, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, when you do your research, for sure.
That's really true. I totally agree with that. Are you reading a book at this time?
I am, actually.
What are you
reading?
One
of my biggest unwind things is reading books. So
beautiful, me too.
I read like a book a week.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. Do you read at night?
I read at night. Yes, I do. And I'm currently reading Lean In right now by Cheryl I can't remember her last name. She's the owner of, or she was the COO of, Sandberg, Sheryl Sandberg.
Lean oh, in. Cool. What is it? What's it about? Sorry, I'm going to turn this around on you.
Oh, no problem. It's about women empowerment and not giving up when you're in a man's world.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it's amazing. And then I'm also listening to the audio of Amy Cuddy's presence. Love, love, love.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I'm definitely, I think I need to read that Lean In. It's been amazing to team up with another woman in my business. And it's funny, so I'm from Pittsburgh originally. And I've met so many amazing women there that I loved through high school, through college, and after working in the businesses. But nowhere, like after moving to Los Angeles, I have met so many amazing women. I tell my husband every day, like the one biggest blessing that I have is knowing so many strong, smart, creative, kind, humble women that like we all help each other in so many different businesses, from the magazine to owning different things. It's like it's just so cool to see genuine women who like support each other, because a lot of times, you know, it's backbiting and there's a lot of jealousy.
I love that raw, vulnerable.
Yeah. Great to see the empowerment that we're like helping each other to build these businesses and just and compete with the men's business. And women bring so much to it, so much more. And nothing, and you know, I am generalizing here, but in the way that we think, like they just bring so much more creativity and options. We just think differently, and especially in a women's business. You know, I think my fitness, I like to gear more towards women because I know women, and obviously in skincare, men can use it too, but we know what a woman wants. So you got to think like a woman. And it's great to do
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I deal with so many men on my insurance firm side and so many companies that now that I'm doing my coaching, I totally cater to women. So I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why I am so enjoying interviewing and, you know, getting the word out about additional women out there, like your amazing brands and products and just how much that you've done over a lifetime that we can do it too. We don't – there's the sky's the limit.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. What's your guilty pleasure?
I'm sure I have so many. I mean, I obviously, like, I love to chill out and I love to cook, I guess. I know, I'm sure there's, like, worse things, but I really love, it's relaxing for me to cook. And, you know, it could be, like, a vegan burger. And I do, like, people always ask, like, do you cheat on stuff, too, which might, you know, reminds me of, like, a guilty pleasure.
I do,
but, like, it's healthy pizzas. Like, they're made out of, like, squash crust pizza and it feels just, like, totally relaxing in the evening for me to just sit down and turn off for a couple of minutes. And then I guess it's just, like, taking time away from the business. It feels like a guilty pleasure, although everybody needs it. But
yeah,
just to chill out and not look at my text messages for a while. So
I know, and that can be hard because you're walking around with your phone in your hand 24/7 and trying to get, you know, a little downtime is always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have a 14-year-old daughter named Hannah, and she is a softball guru. She plays, and I just wanted to know if, on a girl's standpoint, what would I tell all of the little girls out there about body image and, you know, what they can do to start working out and, you know, getting fit being so young?
That's such a great question. And I think going through ballet, you know, I definitely learned some not so great body image things that I had to work through. And that was me. It's not everybody in ballet. But I just, it's one of the things that I appreciate so much being in the health industry is how much I've had to learn. There's a lot of pressure, obviously, when people see you a certain way all the time, you know, doing modeling and stuff like that, too. And I had like a hypothyroid at one point, and I gained a lot of weight for me. It was the most weight I had ever gained, about 20 pounds. And it was like the time that I learned to accept and love myself the most, Faina. Like, yeah, I didn't want to wear some of the same clothes I did before, but I loved myself the most internally and to externally. It was the happiest at that point. And then continued to keep that, you know, when I felt like I got into a little better shape for myself and where my body type should be. So hopefully for these young girls, it's just that, like, it's not about your figure. It's about you enjoying everything that you're doing. And I say that with workouts for adult women too, or men, like, enjoy what you're doing every day, because life is very short and that's what it's all about. And when your endorphins are pumping and you're in the best mood, you're ultimately, and you're enjoying what you're doing, going to be in the best shape. And that beauty is not only, it's going to shine from the inside out, and, you know, it's going to be there from the outside in too.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you for that. And I'm going to share that with my daughter. And
I'm so happy for her. 15, that's amazing. And it's so great to have some sort of fitness that you will always take with you. And
yeah.
Softball is, you know, one of those.
Well, I want to ask you one more question, and then we're going to wrap it up. And I just want to know, what is one more thing that you want to do, like, that you haven't done that you want to do in anything, like, any realm? It doesn't have to be business. It can be anything.
Have kids.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Easy enough. I was like, oh, wait, I don't know. That's a good question. But,
yeah,
we'd love to add some kiddos to our family.
Good.
Yeah. It'll be the next wonderful challenge in our life. Harder than any business, I'm sure.
I know. But you learn so much. And, like, she keeps me on my toes and keeps me organized. And I only have one. Her name's Hannah, and she keeps me on time. And I learn so much from her daily. So it's definitely a pleasure and a joy, and we have so much fun. But yet, you know, we work hard and play hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to thank you so much, Christine, for taking your time out of your busy schedule and just being my first interview for my new blog at AnnaDelaRosa.com. And I'll get with your assistant and we'll go through everything. And from here, I just want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Anna. Congratulations on this new venture of your life, too. I'm sure you're going to be able to just bless so many other women through this. And so it was a privilege to be not only on it, but to be the first person interviewed. Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. You're beautiful, amazing, and I've learned so much from you over the years as well.
So
thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you.